Wait, what do I do?
Oh, okay, I'll tell you what you're gonna do. This is Bella 7037. So first, do you mind hitting a button? One of these buzzers? So what I want you to do is go ahead and read this letter.
A.
Say the picture.
Apple.
And then another word that starts with that letter. Can you think
amazing.
Of any?
Amazing.
Then you can just do the same thing here.
B, boy, bear. C, cookies, caterpillar. D, duck, dad. E, elephant.
Can you think of what does it say at the end of the story? The
end. F, fish, friend. G, guitar, gorilla. H, house, home. I, ice, igloo. J, juice, Jack. No.
That was right, Jack. That counts.
Okay.
Is that what you're gonna say, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
K, key, kite. L, leaf, lion. M, monkey, mom. N, nose, gnat. O, orange, out. P, plate, penguin. Q, quack, quail. R, red, robin. S, spider, skeleton. T, table, top. U, umbrella, up. V, vacuum, vent. W, watch, when. X, x-ray, xylophone.
Good job.
Y, yogurt, yo-yo. Z, zebra, zoo.
Good job. All right, can you go ahead and hit another button for me? All right, for this next one, we're gonna read some numbers.
Okay.
You know what number this is?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
What do you think comes next?
16. 20?
Yeah. It skipped on it. You. What would be next?
25.
Look at that. Right.
30. 40. 50. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100.
What do you think will be next?
110. 200?
What about now?
300. 500!
Yeah, it's skipping a lot.
1,000.
It's a big number. Do you know addition?
Yeah.
All right. Can you read what's on the page and solve the problem?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Good job.
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Do you know multiplication? That's okay. Can you just read what's on the page?
6 times 3 equals.
Do you have a guess?
No.
Oh, it's 18.
Oh.
What about this?
That's division.
Mm-hmm. Can you read it?
21 divided by 3 equals.
Would you like to know the answer?
Yes.
7. All right, can you hit another buzzer?
Can it be one that I have pressed already? Or?
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to just do.
All right. So now we're going to do these.
Pictures?
Mm-hmm. You know what this is?
It's slide.
So you have one slide. Now we have.
2 slides. A sandwich.
We're going to call it a snack.
Snack. 2 snacks.
This is a silly picture. This is called a MIP.
A MIP? 2 MIPs?
Another silly picture. This is a YAG.
YAG. 2 YAGs. A mug. 2 mugs.
A lot of silly pictures. A SCAC.
A what?
SCAC.
SCAC. 2 SCACs.
All the silly pictures. Smide.
A smide. 2 smides. A boat.
We're going to call it a ship.
A ship. 2 ships.
We'll call this a dup.
A dup. 2 dups. A bag. 2 bags. A lamp.
We're going to call it a light.
A light. 2 lights.
This is a brib.
A brib. 2 bribs.
This is a kel.
A kel. 2 kels.
This is a foo.
A foo. 2 foos. A rock. 2 rocks. A crib. 2 cribs.
This is a pite.
A pite. 2 pites. A shoe. 2 shoes. Is that like a bell?
A bell.
A bell. 2 bells.
This is a yawk.
A yawk. 2 yawks. Another slide.
Yep, we're back to the beginning. All right, can you hit another buzzer?
Hmm.
Now I want you to tell me what's going on in the picture and what you think they're doing.
I'll just put this right over here.
No, it's okay.
So there's a boy, a lion, and maybe they're going fishing.
Going fishing?
Mm-hmm.
What else do you see in the picture?
I see. There's some bugs around, and it looks like they're in the jungle.
They're in the jungle? Do you know what kind of bugs those are?
I don't know. I forgot.
A dragonfly.
Oh, right.
What do you see over here?
Some fish and some lily pads.
Yeah. Where do you think they're going?
Maybe. Well, they're in the jungle right now, but I don't know where would they be going.
You don't know? Would you be friends with a lion?
If it was a nice lion, yeah.
Yeah?
But no, not really.
No, not really. Do you see anything else going on in the picture?
No, not really.
What about this one? Can you tell me what's going on here?
Looks like the boy is like, using his imagination, but he's actually just standing on his bed, and he's like, he thinks he's flying. Plus, there's a little cute fishy.
What's he wearing?
He's like wearing stuff that like a pilot would maybe wear, or someone who's like flying.
Do you see what he's holding?
No.
Right here.
Oh, a paper airplane.
Yeah. Have you ever made a paper airplane?
No. Well, yes. Yeah.
You have. What does his room look like?
A mess.
A mess. You keep your room nice and clean?
No.
No? Yours is messy like this?
Yeah.
Do you see anything else in the picture?
No.
What's going on in this picture?
So, looks like she's a scientist, but like she has an octopus and a rat. I don't know what she's gonna do with the rat, but okay. And it looks like she's doing science stuff, like what kind of stuff you would see here, maybe. What, she like Bruno or something? Why is there so many rats?
I don't know. What's she wearing?
She's like wearing like a lab coat.
What's she holding there?
A light bulb.
What kind of experiment could they be doing?
Maybe something that has to do with light.
Yeah. Have you done a science experiment before?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Have you done one in school?
That's what I'm trying to think of, but I have done one in school. Yeah, I have done a science experiment.
Do you see anything else in the picture?
No, not really. Oh my gosh. So there's this girl, and she's pulling a radish that's twice her size, but, yeah. And it looks like she's, like, wearing gardener clothes, and it kind of looks like she's, like, a farmer or something, and there's a lot of nature by her, a lot of snails and stuff, and it looks like she really likes the nature.
She really likes nature. Have you ever been in a garden before?
Yes.
Have you picked fruit?
No. No. Really only flowers.
What do you think she's gonna do with the vegetables?
Eat it.
Eat it. You see anything else in the picture?
No.
All right. So for the next one, we're gonna, can you hit a buzzer? So for this next one, you're going to read some passages. Do you like to read?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Can you go ahead and try and read this?
I don't know how to say that.
The djembe.
The djembe is a drum from West Africa. The word djembe.
The djembe.
The djembe means everyone come together in peace. This drum is played to tell a story. People often come together to play their drum in a group. Three or four may be played together in a drum circle. People come together to hear the drum music and they like to dance to the beat. They also tell a story with their dancing. A djembe has a shell made of hardwood. The top is made from the skin of a goat. It can be different sizes. This kind of drum can be 2 to 15 inches around, as high as 23 to 25 inches tall. It can be 11 to 29 pounds. This kind of drum can make different kinds of sounds. It can make a sound low or a sound high. Or it can sound high. The music can also be quiet or it can be very loud. A long time ago, only the men would play a drum. It was rare to see a woman play a drum in West Africa, so people were surprised when they saw a woman djembe player. The women had to work very hard to get to play. Now there are women drum circles and the women are just as good as playing music as the men. This kind of drum was first played in West Africa, but now it is played all over the world. It is even played in our country. Next time you listen to music, you may hear the best beat of
the djembe.
The djembe in the song.
Good job. Can you read another one?
1 second.
You want to use your finger to follow along? Does that help?
Yes. It is a fact that some kids do not eat right. If kids don't eat healthy foods, they can get sick. To your best, you must eat right. I wanted to help kids eat right, so I started a garden at school, like the garden at the White House. I asked my friends at school to help me, and they said yes. They were really excited. Then I asked my teacher, Mrs. Burns, to help us. That is such a good idea, Theo, Mrs. Burns said. I would be happy to help. Miss Burns asked our principal if we could use a part of the playground to make a raised garden bed. The principal said, yes. I asked my grandfather to help us too. My grandfather said, yes. He was an excellent builder, and he made the raised bed for us. In early spring, Miss Burns helped us plant seeds in cups in our classroom. We watched the seeds sprout through the soil and grow to seedlings. In May, it was time to plant the seedlings. We grew lots of vegetables. We had to make sure the plants had plenty of water in the summer. We took turns coming to school to take care of the plants. By July, the garden was looking great. There were lots of vegetables and they tasted fresh. When school started again, there were plenty of vegetables. So all the helpers had fresh vegetables for lunch. In the fall, we had a harvest party to celebrate the garden. It felt good to work hard on the garden and know that we helped children eat healthy.
Good job. You're really good at using the exclamation points.
Thanks.
Last page.
This week, my grandma came to visit us. My grandma lives far away. She'll stay with us for a week. I like it when my grandma visits. She's a good cook. My grandma makes the best fried chicken and the best gingerbread. My grandma's gingerbread is so good because she makes it with
molasses.
It is very sweet and rich. She knows I love these foods, so she always makes them for me. Last night, we had fried chicken, greens, fried corn, and gingerbread. I do not know what she will cook today, but I know it will be good. Grandpa makes the best sweet potato pie. I wanted him to make a sweet potato pie for my birthday. I can make you a sweet potato pie, Grandpa told me, but I want you to help me so you learn how to make it too. This made me feel really special. The sweet potatoes boiled as we made the bottom crust. Grandpa showed me how to do this part. When the sweet potatoes were ready, we mashed them. Get the sugar, milk, and eggs, Grandpa told me. I stirred the potato filling. We poured the potato filling in the crust. Grandpa slid the pie in the oven. Let's go to the grocery store and get whipped cream for the top.
Good job. Did you have a favorite story?
No, I like them all.
Did you learn anything new?
Yeah.
Was it interesting to learn about that drum?
Yeah.
Can you hit another buzzer?
Ooh, let's see.
All right. So for these pictures, I want you to tell me what
Wait, how long is this going to take?
So we're just going to do one more section.
Okay.
I want you to tell me what they're doing and how you would do it. And then we're going to have some pictures, and you can just pick out two to describe. Kay. And then we'll be all done.
they're brushing their teeth. And how I would do it is I'd wash off the brush to make it so it's kind of soft. And then I put on the toothpaste and brush my teeth and do it in circles. Then I'd spit it out, get water, and gargle, then spit the water out. And they're washing their hands. And how I would do it is I'd put on the water and put soap on my hands and scrub it, and then wash it all off, and then turn it off and dry my hands.
When do you wash your hands?
After I go poo and before I cook something, after I cook something, before I eat, and stuff like that.
That's good. You want to keep your hands clean.
Yeah. They're tying their shoes.
Do you know how to tie your shoes?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you do it?
So, like, I cross them, and then I put one in, and then I make two little bunny ears, and I cross the bunny ears, and I put one of the bunny ears in and pull.
That's how I tie my shoes.
And then she's pouring the cereal, and how I would do it is I'd get out my milk, get out my cereal, and I'd pour in this. So I'd open the cereal box and get a bowl, and I'd pour it into the bowl, and then I'd put the milk in, and then I'd eat it.
Yeah. What's your favorite cereal?
I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's a good cereal.
Yeah. They're putting on a sweater. And how I would do it is I'd stick my head through and then get it in, and then I'd put my arms in and pull it down. They're frosting cupcakes. And how I would do it is I'd swirl it until it gets to the top, and then until it doesn't have enough space, and then I just doop.
Do you put anything else on your cupcakes?
Sprinkles. And I'd open the sprinkles and pour them on.
Have you made cupcakes before?
Yes. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not sure.
What's your favorite type of cupcake?
I don't know. I like plain vanilla. They're painting. And now what? Right?
They're painting, yes.
And then how I would do it is I'd ask my mom to get water, and then she would get it for me. And then I'd get my paintbrush and dip it in the water and put it in the paint. And then I'd get a canvas or a piece of paper and paint on it.
Is painting your favorite, or do you like using markers more?
Painting. They're buckling the car seat. And how I would do it is I'd grab it and make sure I'm holding on to the part that buckles into the plug. And then I'd look for the plug and make sure it's standing straight up. And then I'll hold on to the plug with my other hand and plug it in.
Good job.
She's feeding a teddy bear.
Yep.
And how I would do that is I would just grab one of my teddy bears or any stuffed animal, and I'd grab some food and start feeding it.
Have you ever fed your teddy bears before?
Baby dolls, yeah. I fed my baby dolls. Pretend.
Yeah.
Oh. She's dressing up.
Dressing up.
And how I would do that is I would grab some clothes that match, and I would grab some accessories like a bow or a purse, and I would tell my mom, hey, the theme is, and then I would tell her what the theme is, and I'd just pretend I'm walking down a runway.
What do you dress up for?
Nothing really. I just up for some reason.
Do you dress up for Halloween?
Yeah.
What were you last year?
Last year I was I was a fallen angel. For Halloween. They're going down a slide. And how I would do it is I'd get on the slide on my booty and I would get ready so I can, and then I'd use my arms and slap and I'd push and I would slide down. They're playing soccer. Mm-hmm. And how I would do it is I'd set up the goals and I would get the ball and kick it and like pass it to my friends and fail miserably.
Fail miserably? Do you play soccer? Do you play any sports?
No. I used to play cheer though.
You used to do cheer?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Let's see. So, they're building blocks, and how I would do that is I'd kind of make a big tower of how you would normally do it for cup stacking, and, like, I would just kick it and knock it down.
Knock it down?
Yeah. They're pushing someone on a swing, and how I would do it is I'd push someone, and then I'd start pushing them like this, but not too hard. And then I would, and then I'd tell them to let go and start pumping your legs. And then I'd let go, and then they'll start pumping their legs.
Do you know how to swing by yourself?
Normally I need someone to push me first, and then I can bump my legs. And then someone needs to push me again.
What?
And then someone needs to push me again.
Oh, someone needs to push you again.
I don't know how to explain this.
You don't know how?
Like, they're giving someone something.
Yeah, they're sharing.
They're sharing. So how I would do that is I'd find something that that my friend would really like, and I'd ask them if they want to play with it with me, and then they would probably say yes, and we would play together.
I'm just going to grab these real fast.
Do you share with your sister?
I don't have a sister.
Oh, is this your friend?
Cousin.
Oh, okay. Do you share with your cousin?
Yes.
Are you the same age?
No.
They're like 1 year and 3 days.
Last one.
This is... They look bored.
Look bored? What do you think they're doing?
Thinking.
They're thinking. What's this?
I don't know what that is.
It's a timer.
A timer?
What do you think that means, if he has a timer and he's thinking?
He might be in timeout.
Yeah. What do you think he did?
It doesn't have anything, so I don't know what he did.
Yeah.
Doesn't really say or show anything.
Yeah. Probably something bad.
Yeah.
All right. Can you hit? You can hit two buzzers if you want, or just one?
I'm going to do two.
Okay. Okay, just pick one picture that you want to describe.
So many cool ones.
This one?
Yeah. I think a frog accidentally got inside and somebody left the counter, the counter thing open, and the frog jumped inside the mug.
What's on his head?
A crown. He's a prince.
He's a prince?
He's the prince frog.
Prince frog?
Yes.
Do you like frogs?
He's so cute. That's why I chose this one.
Good job. Can you hit another buzzer to finish?
Yep.